Well, if you didn't know it already, Australian cricket suffered badly on the weekend. First, we lost the Ashes. England won the fourth test by convincing innings and 78 runs at Trent Bridge. That hurt. Then, veteran Test captain Michael Clarke announced that he'll be retiring from Test cricket at the end of the fifth test.
I think my performances in this series and over the last 12 months have not been acceptable to me. You know, I pride myself on, I guess, leading from the front, so that's been disappointing. I've certainly tried my best. The boys have tried their best. We got outplayed, we got beaten. And now it's time for, you know, the next generation of players or the next captain to have his opportunity to try and build the team and get them ready for the next Ashes series.
Outgoing captain, Test captain Michael Clarke. Well, Cricket Australia now has the job of picking, repairing and rejuvenating the Australian squad. But it's not the only governing body picking up its pieces. World cricket itself is in trouble. And tonight on Four Corners, we'll find that India, with the help of Australia and England, has hijacked the game. That's the thesis. The Troika controls world cricket and the billions of dollars in revenue it generates. Tonight, Four Corners reporter Quentin McDermott will reveal how they took control. Quentin, hello, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Quentin, your report digs into the wheeling and dealing that you show favoured India within the International Cricket Council. How is India influencing the sports governing body?
Well, Fran, India essentially has control of the world governing body, the International Cricket Council, the ICC. It is, of course, well known that India's influence is huge, and it has fantastic players. Cricket in India is almost a religion, and all of that is good. But I think what we have been able to do tonight for the first time, really, is to dig into the kind of entrails of exactly how this takeover took place. Because before, historically, it was England and Australia and to a lesser extent maybe South Africa who kind of ruled the roost. But then a few years ago, India essentially threatened to pull out of ICC events altogether, which include the World Cup, and to kind of fold up their tent and walk away. And England and Australia, I think, panicked, frankly, and they decided to enter into negotiations with India. And what's happened as a result of that is that India's representative is the chairman of the ICC. There are no independent members of the board. And India gets the lion's share of the revenue now. And what that does is it has an effect on the revenue going to the smaller countries.
In your, you've got an interview with the head of the ICC, International Cricket Council, Narayana Srinivasan, and he's defended India getting the lion's share of the profits being made in cricket. Let's just have a listen to that, his defence.
One must look at it from the point of view that India is contributing at the moment, this cycle, almost 75 to 80% of the income is coming out of India. To criticise that, I don't think is good. That money somebody is putting on the table, isn't it?
So that's Narayana Srinivasan, the head of the ICC, basically saying, well, we generate the profits, therefore it's right that we get the lion's share of them, we get the most control. But that's a funny way to run a sporting body, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, Fran. And of course he has a point there, which is, as you say, that India creates, if you like, the majority of the revenue from and the profits from cricket. But the problem is that the ICC is run as a members' club. It's not run as an independent body. And a few years back, the ICC itself commissioned a review of the ICC and how it was governed. And a former Lord Chief Justice of England, Harry Wolfe, who we interviewed for our programme tonight, basically said, look, it's run as a members' club. That's a very bad thing. It means that the members of the board are representing their own interests and not the interests of the broader game. And he recommended sweeping changes to bring it up to date with modern governance. And India essentially vetoed that. They rejected that, and they strengthened the structure of the ICC as a club rather than an independent body.
And what you show tonight on Four Corners is that Australia was a part of that. Australia basically played ball with India. India played the ultimate threat, which is, well, if we don't get more power here and control, we're going to take our bat and ball and walk away. Australia and England said, whoa, don't do that. We need that money, that revenue. So they, according to you, did the deal in secret without the other members of the ICC knowing what was going on and came up with the system that's in place now, which you say delivers all the power really to India, England and Australia. How does that work? What does Australia get out of this new system?
Well, Australia gets a considerable share of the revenue. So in bald, you know, dollars and cents, over the next 8 years, from 2016 to 2023, the ICC is expected to bring in revenues of $2.5 to $2.8 billion. Now,
to Australia or all up?
To all up. Right. Now, over 20% of that, something like $500 million, will go to India. And England and Australia will share about 300 million. But what we have been able to establish is that some of the much smaller countries, and there are 105 members of the ICC, some of the much smaller countries will be getting as little as a few hundred thousand dollars a year to help develop cricket in their countries. And that's the critical point. And it was a critical point of what Lord Wolfe proposed, which is that there should be a more equitable sharing out of the funds so that those countries that needed it would get more and those countries that don't need it, like India and Australia, would get less.
What's the basis? What does Australia say to defend the fact that it gets so much more money than some of the smaller, most needed countries, or I don't know what a country like New Zealand or South Africa gets?
Well, essentially,
on what basis does Australia get more? That it's a crowd puller or...?
Well, that is a crowd puller, essentially, yes, and the same with India and England. But essentially how Australia and the other countries justify this is they say, well, look, proportionately, the smaller countries may be getting less, but because the new commercial rights and media rights deal is so huge and it's so much bigger than the last round, the smaller countries will, in fact, get more. And it's true that in dollars and cents, the affiliate and the associate countries will actually get more in dollars and cents, but proportionately, they will get less. And the way the money has been shared out between the top 10 test-playing countries greatly favours India, England and Australia. And
despite the cash flow, I can hear people thinking already Australia's not doing so well, so the money's not necessarily helping. But that goes to one of the comments I heard a lot on the weekend after Michael Clarke announced his retirement from Test cricket. People say, oh, well, he'll just go to IPL and make millions. He'll be able to, you know, make millions of dollars. And this is something you have to speak to Ian Chappell about. It's the corporatisation of it, the profit. It's all about the profits.
It's all about the money.
And what's that doing to the game?
Yes, well, I think that's right. And certainly in the IPL, one of the things we talk about in our story is the corruption scandals that have hit the IPL very hard. And the fact that, it's come quite close to home for Mr. Srinivasan as well, because his son-in-law has been implicated in one of these scandals. So, we interviewed a lot of big names, Ian Chappell, Michael Holding, Tim May, and all of them complain about the fact that the focus is on the money rather than on developing the game.
Quentin, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Fran.
Look forward to tonight on Four Corners. It's called The Great Cricket Coup. Goes to air 8:30 tonight, of course, on ABC TV.